No, we're not. We're drinking alcohol. What's the matter with you, sir?
Hi-yo.
You guys
changing channels or what?
You guys, Pat, change channels. Do whatever you got to do. I gotta change the link in our bio right quick.
The word.
Yeah.
How so you boys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah. It's been a long week.
LIVI.
Almost didn't make it tonight. I fell asleep.
Are you shitting me?
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. This is one of those rare days where I went home because usually, you know, help with the kids and all that. But we finished kind of early, so I sat down on the couch for a second, knocked out, man.
And then you got problems, bro.
Then the Lady Ice woke me up. And
Lady Ice.
She was like,
"Hi, Lady Ice.
Aren't you gonna go?" I was like, "Oh, crap."
Great help you were.
Good to see you were high. We were high on your priority list.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Hanging on by a thread, man. Aren't we all? It's okay. That's why we have alcohol. And I appreciate you coming through with the vodka. We're actually due for replenishment. So
vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, happy early Father's Day, Jack.
Oh, to you too, sir. Happy Father's Day.
You guys doing anything?
I don't know. I don't know. I literally don't know. So.
Oh, that's by design, I think.
I think so. So, fun stuff, probably. Dude, what are you guys doing?
I don't know. But I did cash in my Father's Day card for Saturday.
Nice.
So, I get a day of zero responsibilities for the day. So, that's going to be great. So,
sweet.
So, if there's any part of Saturday where you could sneak out and join me, please do.
I'll give it a shot. Well, I have no idea. I don't know. I literally don't know what I'm doing. It's probably yard work or some stuff I have to do. But
that sounds awful.
I mean, this is
your weekend. I know Sunday is technically the day, but
Sunday is the day.
This is your day.
Yeah. The day is maybe like an hour or two. If I could take a nap, I'd be happy.
The day is an hour or two. And you guys wonder why I have not procreated. Good Lord. The day is an hour or two.
I'm just joking, man.
Yeah. Okay. That sounded very very genuine? Much like jocularity.
Jocularity. That's a new word.
Yeah,
I've
buddy.
Never heard of. Mm. Kyle Lowry.
Useless.
Lowry.
Wow. You know that scene in Office Space where like they're doing the personal performance reviews and the two Bobs looking at each other and they're talking about Simkowski, like he's useless.
He's useless.
Yeah, that's Kyle Lowry.
You think so?
Okay, he's not completely useless. He just looks useless.
And he was useless on that last shot.
That last shot.
We need to talk about that eventually.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the show.
But yeah, he's less than optimal for what they need right now.
Yeah.
All right, we're live on YouTube. We might as well just go live on the thing with the other thing.
All right, let's get the show on the road.
Yeah, let's go. Technical term. Man. Live on my personal selfie cam, this is the Bad Slant Podcast. You can catch us on badslant.com. If you're listening to us on the traditional podcast medium, like badslant.com, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. But you have the opportunity now, if you're within the sound of my voice, you can listen to us or watch us live on YouTube.com. The link is in our bio on the Instagram. I should probably tweet it out if I was a better social media person. We'll figure it out eventually. But this is actually our first run of the video feed. So
it's our practice run.
We're giving it a shot.
Give us a break.
If you found this, what the hell are you doing? But God bless you. Wait, I think I see one person watching. Or maybe, is it one of you guys?
No.
Okay. Holy shit. Hi, person on the internet.
Hello.
I'm Asian John. I'm the moderator for this fine show.
There's moderator.
He's Just Jack.
What's up?
The Iceman cometh. He is running... Running the board, making sure we sound relatively decent.
I try.
Appreciate you tuning in to the show this fine Thursday. You can catch us, as I said, on our website, on various podcast mediums, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. Although we should probably just go ahead and nix that whole Google Podcast thing. it's not working out in our favor.
It's just another platform. Why not? I mean, options.
So is Castbox, but we saw how that turned out.
Oh God,
Liam, the bartender who strong-armed us into getting onto the platform. But we're available anywhere you can listen to podcasts. So subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and you know, help your boys out by shopping through our website badslant.com/support when you do your shopping on Target.com. Or Amazon. We get a small kickback. We don't have a spotlight item this week because there's too much going on in life. It's Father's Day. No, buy your Father's Day gifts, your last-minute Father's Day gifts.
Yeah, use our links.
Through our link. So,
through Target. You
know, yeah, help your boys out. What? That's a strong
shop
pivot.
At Target. Come on.
You totally should. You know, there are a lot of places you can shop. Boys, welcome back to my humble abode. I'm glad to have you all back once again. It's been a rough week, it seems like.
For everybody involved,
for a variety of reasons, but I'm happy to see you guys as always. In the time since, so we started a new bit last week. What was it? Ice at the movies. Like I wanted to do Ice's 2-minute movie review or 5-minute movie review, but yeah, you wanted to get all clever with it and give it a nice little moniker. So it's Ice at the movies,
it's
is it?
Ice at the movies.
Okay, Ice went to the movies last week. Not really go to the movies. He watched a movie at home. On the internet, I think, and you did it again for a second consecutive week.
I sure did.
Now I harbor some feelings about this selection for your review.
I guess we'll wait for afterwards.
Okay, but you actually, I think we had it set for 5 minutes, and it didn't quite work out last time. But you're very ambitious, and
I'm gonna nail this. I'm gonna try to get it under 5 minutes.
Jack, can you start the clock?
Yeah, right now.
He's going for 2 minutes, and the review this week is for what film?
This is for movie number 36 on my list. It is 16 Candles.
There's no rhyme or reason to the order.
It's just whatever is convenient.
No, because last week I went with something a little crazy, a little heavy with American Psycho, and
great choice.
And with the way that this week was turning out, I needed something light. I needed like a movie cleanser, just because like
palette cleanser.
I couldn't do another week of something like really deep and like because I was thinking about doing like Pulp Fiction. But I was like, I know that was gonna be a little intense, so I was like, I need something super light. So I went with trying to pick the lightest movie I could find on the list, and 16 Candles sounded like that was gonna be the one.
That's racist.
No, God. The movie is racist. I think that's what you mean.
Yes, that's what you mean.
Yes.
So the movie was released in 84, so that's probably why it was racist. It's rated PG. It's also another perfect 1 hour and 33 minutes.
Perfect.
It is a comedy, I don't know what, teeny bopper type.
I think dramedy.
Coming of age tale.
There you go.
It ain't dramedy. On the Rotten Tomatoes, by the critics, 86%, and for the audience, 85%.
Wow.
So they're neck and neck. So I guess that's, and I tend to agree, it's a little bit on the high side.
Yeah.
This is one of John Hughes' early movies. So I was wondering, when I was watching this, I was like, they have some scenes that reminded me of Ferris Bueller, and it turns out that this was done before Ferris Bueller. So I get it now.
It predates the Bueller. Yes.
Bueller.
So now it all makes sense when I'm watching Ferris Bueller now.
It's all coming together.
So
that's what happens when you watch movies.
Stars...
Jackass.
I'm sorry. Good God. All right, time. Trying to do 2 minutes.
Yeah, we're at
so
2 minutes.
It stars Molly Ringwald, like I mentioned on the other show. I feel like she's like the Julia Stiles of the early days.
Such a terrible analogy.
So awful.
But the premise of the movie is very simple. It's this chick, Molly Ringwald. She plays this character named Sam. It's her birthday. Everyone forgot because it's, what, her sister's wedding the day after or something. So everyone's been focused on that. So she's all emo all day. And she's, because everyone forgot about her. It's all about me. She goes to school, likes this dude, the Jake Ryan. Now I get the references. Everyone always talks about Jake Ryan. I get it now. It's this little dreamboat.
Yeah.
And then, he finds out that she's into him. So now he's kind of wondering, but he has this chick. But then now he's like, this could be real love and this and that. And then they go through all the hijinks of like a house party and this and that. And then, you know, it turns out at the end that she gets with the dude. So, I mean.
Spoiler alert.
She's. So, I mean, it's very simple. It's just a very simple movie.
And very racist.
What I found was kind of cool in the beginning was like there was like a boob shot right in the beginning at 11 minutes and 57 seconds.
Jesus, dude. How many times did you rewind that?
I was like, whoa. He went. I was not expecting that.
He kept hitting 15, just to mark the time. Just waiting for this 15 seconds to transpire.
There was some weird fascination with boobs in the beginning of the movie, because it was like the movie started off with like her brother making comment about her bra, and then they were like staring at this chick in the locker room when she was naked taking a shower, and then later like her grandma starts feeling her up, and I was just like, what's all this stuff about boobs? You know, it's just, or maybe it was like 80s humor, I don't know.
It's teenage angsty,
yeah,
like, lusting after others, yeah.
But the part that I really didn't get was, what's the whole deal with this? There was a foreign exchange student there named Long Duck Dong.
Long Duck Dong.
And he provides, like, I mean, like, I know he's supposed to be, like, the comic relief in the movie, but he really does nothing for the movie. And it's
he
just,
adds nothing.
It's just, it's
literally
just,
but color. He just adds a little color.
Literally. And it's totally racist when you watch it now. And it's just
the
like,
name in and of itself should be more than enough to clue you in on how racist.
Every single time he's on screen or they mention his name, you hear a gong comes on. It's just like, gong, and then they're playing that oriental music behind it. And it's like, oh my God, man. Like, you cannot get away with anything like this today.
Not in this day and age, no.
Yeah, and then like, the whole Jake Ryan stuff, there was some weird stuff there. It's like, he was just like, there was one, I pulled out a couple things, like, because, like, they made him out to be this really good guy throughout the entire movie. And then, like, near the end, he was all, like, being conceited and all, like, yeah, you know, he was like, take my girl home. You can use my car. She's bliss. She won't even know it's me. And then he was like, I can get that ass anytime I want. She's all passed out. I can take advantage of her. Oh, I can violate her in 10 different ways. I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be, like, the good, clean boy. And then you're over here talking about, like molesting this chick. So I don't know.
Interesting screenplay.
I don't know. So it's just like it comes full circle. I don't know. It's just
so
like,
to speak.
It's a really bad movie. I really don't like it.
Whoa.
And for you guys to put it out there, it's like it's one of those movies you gotta watch. I didn't really think it was that great of a movie, so I give it a 2.5.
Wow.
Wow.
After all that, you give it 2.5? Right.
Holy hell.
It is. It wasn't good. I don't know. I don't know why everyone talks about 16 Candles. It's just.
If you have this conversation with Mrs. Asian John, she will fight you tooth and nail. I think Jake Ryan is kind of the redeeming factor for a lot of people. And Molly Ringwald for the female inclined. Like, you got an eye for her. Like, you're going to like this film because Molly Ringwald. But it's probably a nostalgia kick more than anything. Yeah. I got out of it was 2 hours of racism and neglect, because they just continue to ignore Molly Ringwald's ginger ass, and she gets ignored by everyone until the very end. So, you know, it's bizarre, and it's her birthday. You know, I don't understand it whatsoever. But and the race.
Supposedly the 16th birthday, too.
Ha, that's a big one, I've heard.
That's always the big one.
So I've been told.
Yeah.
Okay, so thumbs. Wait, 2.5. That's like middling, like
right,
just
right
slightly
in the middle,
below average.
But you know, I mean, if you kind of listen back to all the movies that I rate, I'm usually on the 3.5s and up. So for something to be in the 2s, I think it's pretty bad in my scale. So even though it's right down the middle,
this is a pan in your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. I mean, good to know what your actual feelings are.
I mean, it's like what?
Good to know you have feelings.
When you get an F in school, isn't that usually like in the 50s?
What's a NEF?
Right. NEF.
Oh.
asshole.
He said, I don't even know. I don't know. Never mind. Okay. What was your analogy again? I'm sorry.
Huh? No, in school, when you get like an F on a test, it's usually in the 50s, right? That's in the
yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah, yes.
See,
below 60.
So
yes.
Even though it's in the 50, the middle of the range, you know, it's bad.
Middle of the
so,
pack.
Yeah.
Mediocrity is not rewarded.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
So 2.5, not a good score, not a great movie, but it's done. Check.
Eat shit, Jake Ryan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm good. I'm glad to see you're making progress on the list. I don't know how you jump from like 47 to 36 and how that. Well, you mentioned it was just kind of the ease and availability.
Yeah. So if it's a, if it's a week where I can take in a serious movie where I can sit down and stare at the TV, then yeah, I'm gonna try to pick up like Pulp Fiction. That's high on my list. Oof.
You realize you can get Pulp Fiction pretty much any goddamn where, right?
No. Do they stream that everywhere?
Netflix.
Nice. Perfect. Yeah, I was talking to John earlier. I think Kingpin has to be high on that list.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah. I think it's all right. So Fairly Brothers. Yes. Yeah. So I guess what's their best movie?
I think the strongest argument it can be made for There's Something About Mary,
right? Yes. Yeah. So everyone points to that movie as the best one, but I think Kingpin is better. I said
the words to Ice today that I have Kingpin as I go back and forth because I've actually seen Something About Mary fairly recently. So I go back and forth where, like, do I like Kingpin better or do I like There's Something About Mary? Like, they're neck and neck in my eyes. So for a lot of people, it's clearly There's Something About Mary, but, like, Kingpin is so underrated. And
yeah.
I think it's one of their first ones out to shoot. And, they got Woody Harrelson, like, I guess at a time where he was on the rebound, but he was just murdering that entire film.
Just awesome. It's an awesome role.
Hot ass Vanessa Angel. Yes. Is it Dennis? No, it's Randy Quaid. Dumbass Randy Quaid as a Quaker or as an Amish guy.
Yeah, a Quaker.
Yeah, what? They're not the same, right?
Close.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll look forward to the next 5 minute, 17 minute movie, however long you plan on doing this. All right. So we actually discussed Ice and I had a nice little lunch date today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about a myriad of things, movies, a whole slew of topics to kind of prep for today's show.
Stuff that can't make it on the show either.
Precisely, yes. But what will make it on the show is what we ended up finishing our lunch date with, which was a beer shopping spree. you're going to get a very heavy citrusy theme out of this. So we just went on a binge. We got four beers to try real quick. This first one is from Left Hand Brewing. Sorry, ahead, the music Jack is taking me somewhere else right now.
I think Jack's gone.
Yeah.
What happened?
The summer breeze has taken him away. So this first one is the Push Pop Party. It's a hazy citrusy ale from Left Hand Brewing, and they do a milk stout.
Yeah,
a
nitro milk stout. Yes.
So this is also nitro. I don't know if you guys heard it on the
what?
Mic. Yeah, this
really?
Is nitro. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Did you hear me open the thing?
Yeah. No, yeah. It says it right on the can.
It sounded like I
was nitro.
Nitro. Sounded like I pulled a grenade out of a pin out of grenade.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you were doing over there.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to you whatsoever at the end of your review, but I was drinking. Getting ready to drink.
All right. Let's give this a shot.
Cheers to the folks on YouTube.
Thanks for tuning in.
Or the person's gone now. But we soldier on nonetheless.
Smooth.
So I guess it's a riff on
flat.
Well, I think nitros kind of have that. They're not especially fizzy. Like if you had a nitro milk stout,
it's very
creamy, not very
a velvety feel to mouthfeel.
Yeah. Yes. So it's kind of very much in line with that. Jack, what say you? You've downed it first, I guess. Going for a second taste.
It's very light. A very velvety mouthfeel to it. It's very good. I would want more of an orange punch. Like I was expecting more. It to come out in the front.
Say word.
I give it a 3 out of 5. I mean, it's a very
wow,
good...
straight to the end there. All right. Yeah.
I mean, no, because I wanted more. Like I wanted more of an orange,
don't we all?
Like a citrus punch to it. And mm-hmm. I really like sour, like a sour profile. Like
oh, we got you there, bro.
Yeah, and goes. Yeah, but yeah, I wanted more, but I think this is definitely a good beer to drink. You know, this obviously you can drink it all day, but whether I want to is a different thing. But
it's not a high ABV; it's a 5.5.
That's good.
Yeah,
yeah, 5. Oh, not 5. 3.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
It just went to 5.
I know, right? It was like from 3 to 5. No,
the alcohol kicked in. It's a 5.
3.
It's a 5.
3.
3. Ice, what say you?
You know, I don't think I'm a nitro fan. It's because I know
it's not for everyone.
Yeah, I think you know, you kind of expect that carbonation, the little bit of the hops, or even you know, I'm a fan of like the sour, so it's weird for me to say that. But you know what, I have to give it some credit for is it is a, what, it's a push pop, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, technically for what you think of as a push pop, it's usually really creamy and it's a, like an orangey flavor. So it's smooth like a push pop. And so it's like, I think it did a good job. So it's hard to knock it for what it's trying to do. It's just, I would say it's not my kind of beer, not my cup of tea, cup of beer. But I think it's pretty good. Flavor is good. If it did everything that the can says it is. It's a nitro and it tastes like a push pop. So I'd say I give it a 3.
Do you like push pops?
No.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're kind of along the lines of like an orange creamsicle kind of flavor.
I don't like the creamsicles.
So I guess if you like that, this is probably going to be up your alley.
We are just polar opposites.
No.
I love creamsicles.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't love them. I don't have venom for them, but they're not among my favorites. So, I mean, I'm kind of middle of the road.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Sorry, I was distracted by a text from our bartender friend, Liam. He may be the one.
He
may be the one. But in any case, I didn't love it. But I like their nitro milk stout a lot. But having citrus kind of be the flavor that carries it is a little odd. So, I mean, it's not awful. So, I mean, I guess 3 is probably where this lands for me. I don't know if I'll go back for it, but I got 3 more to drink in the fridge, so we'll see. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Okay, so I didn't know if there was a good progression for the beers that we got. You mentioned sours, but do you just want to go straight into like something that has more punch to it?
Yes.
All right, so the next one I pulled out is from the folks at Narragansett. So if you're a Jaws fan, this will tickle your fancy, I think. It's not the traditional Narragansett beer. It's the Watermelon Shandy. Mm. And I am a big fan of Shandy's, so my hopes have shot through the roof. Number one, the can art looks incredible. So
it's like a watermelon.
Yeah. You picked up on that too? You've got a boner too? So it looks awesome.
Yeah.
And it's we're doing all these beers because we're getting into the summer beer drinking season or summer drinking season. We're gonna drink more than beer,
especially if you know with Father's Day weekend this weekend. I mean, you know, there's gonna be a lot of drinking. So if anyone's looking for a different selection than your typical Miller's or Coors or Corona's or something, yeah, some of these might work out for you.
They may well work out.
But I love watermelon, man. Like, I love watermelon as a fruit. I love watermelon as a juice. And even that 21st Amendment beer that they did.
Heller High Watermelon.
Yeah, I love that beer, too.
That was pretty good.
So,
although it didn't hit you over the head with the watermelon flavor. No. It was very subtle.
I think that's what I like about it. I don't like the artificial like watermelon flavor, but it's like, but just because you get a little hint of that as you're drinking it, I think it was just enough for me. So I really like that one.
Good to know. All right. So we all have a glass of the Shandy. Bottoms up, I say. The aroma of this beer is very watermelon-y. Oh, you're doing the bit from our friend Liam, who told us to smell your armpit or something. I have to, since he may be the one who's watching the show, I have to honor his request. He works at Mustang Sally in Chantilly? Chantilly. Very fine brewer that we've enjoyed all the beers that he's brought to us. So they're doing a sour fest, so I think that's probably something that...
We might stop by.
We have our AJ and Ice's day of fun, so we might have to swing through. But this Saturday at Mustang Sally, if you're listening to this, check them out. If you like sours, I'm sure they're going to be tremendous. So and look for an Asian guy.
Bartender, we might see you.
Yeah, look for an Asian guy over pouring beers, over serving. Right. There we go. Cheers, I guess.
Oh, sorry, I already drank it.
Oh, it's okay.
Cheers.
We're drunk already.
It's really good. I like it.
Hot diggity damn.
Mm. I guess I'll go first since I already drank first. This beer is great, man. It's really good.
It still tastes like beer.
Yeah.
That's the good part.
Yeah, it tastes like beer. So it checked all the boxes for me. It has that watermelon taste. It's a really light, easy drink. It doesn't feel too heavy, and it has the scent of watermelon and the flavors of watermelon. So I think this is really, really good. I don't know what the ABV on this, but...
I can tell you. 4.7.
4.7.
Yeah.
Nice, easy, light beer to drink all day.
I'm going to pound that.
I give this a 4.
Woo-hoo. So, if we're keeping score, ahead of the Nitro Citrus Ale.
Yes.
Yep.
Done and done. Okay. Jack, what say you?
Travel.
It's we're watching basketball as we do this show, so our attention is in 7 different directions.
It's the watermelon flavor is very pronounced. I like that. I'm not a big fan of watermelon as much as you are, Ice.
Oh.
But with the tanginess of the
racist.
Whoa, relax.
Whoa,
it's very
dude.
Tang. It's
we're
got a bit of a
on YouTube.
It's got a bit of a tang, right? And it has the carbonation that you want in a beer and in a shandy. I agree. It's very good. I give it a 3.5.
3.5?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you gave the last one?
I gave it a 3.
Oh, yeah. So slightly better.
Slightly better, yes.
Okay.
It's not my favorite shandy, but all shandies in my eyes are pretty damn good. Like, even the Leinenkugels of the world.
Yeah.
Like
Leinenkugels.
They're all good. They're like, all good. You really have to try to mess these up. And taking a different spin on it is actually really cool. Like, you see the typical citrusy, like, lemon shandies, orange shandies, what have you. This is a nice turn that I don't typically see from these summertime beers. So I'll fall in line with Jack. I'll say 3.5. It's not my favorite shandy, but again, most shandies are pretty damn good. So you really can't go wrong with the flavor profile and the execution here from Narragansett.
Yeah.
And their traditional beer, by the way, Crush It Like Quint, fantastic, like very good. So it's something that is very much in keeping with the quality standards from Narragansett. So props to them. All right. I'm going to go to the, I guess, the one beer that kind of speaks to Ice the most, I think. It is the sour.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. Do you think it's just like a genetic thing? Because, like, I love sour foods. Like, I like... So, mangoes are typically, like, sweet, right? I like it when it's unripened. Like, it's not orange. It's actually more
you
white.
You are butt Asian.
Yeah, that's, like, it's...
You're very Asian.
That's so Asian. Like, yeah. I like it sour where I'm puckered. Like, I'm just like, ah, God. But it's so good. I don't know.
I don't know what it is, too. I think I grew up with a lot of sours, all in the cuisine and all that stuff. So, I agree. I think
Cuisine.
Like, my dad, like, when he used to sit around and drink and watch TV, I remember he used to always make the spread. He had mangoes, the sour kind.
Nice.
And he made a little dip that you dip in, the kind of like that spicy sugar, salt, whatever that is.
The spicy chili powder or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So he made that, got a side of like some peanuts, and then he cut up one of those Chinese sausage,
protein.
The nam or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Like,
nam.
Yeah. So... got all like just an awesome spread. So while he's drinking and munching, I would try just a little bit. Yeah. So I think I started by just eating a bunch of those random stuff, man.
Yeah. Your dad sounds like a good time. He just sits around and just makes a whole spread by himself and drinks.
Your dad sounds Vietnamese. Man. I know. You know what? Let's be honest. We're all the same. Like if you're from that part of the world, you are literally the same. Just your consonants are a little harder or softer. Like they vary very slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in very important ways. What?
Our bartender keeps texting us.
I'm doing everything he's asking me to do. I've made the eye contact. Hi, Liam. We're doing everything you're asking, you son of a... okay.
Wow. All right.
Someone didn't want you back.
he's still bitter about that. The Ouija
bit,
board.
A little bit. Mm. All right. I'll let you guys finish your beverage yet because we're on to the next.
He liked it so much, he left a little.
He's going to linger on that. Linger longer.
He's a linger, man.
Linger.
Headley. All right. So we're on to the Pink Lemonade Sour Ale from Old Busthead. Actually, a local offering from Fauquier County. It sounds tremendous. Like, sours, I guess it's in keeping with, like, the goes, but they called it an ale specifically. So I thought that made it stand out quite a bit. So I'm intrigued, but it's... It's, again, very much that fruity summer profile flavoring that we're looking for once the temperature gets over 75 degrees and the humidity is over 9,000. What? Who was that? Is that you?
Oh, music.
It smells like citrus.
I'm going to switch it up.
Is it just my headphones or is it really that loud?
I think it's in the cans. Mm.
That's fine. It's fine. Don't mind me.
Yep.
That's a lot. You know, it's only 3.8.
3.8?
3.8% alcohol. That's not his rating. It was the alcohol content.
I was like, already?
Yeah,
he just went straight to it.
Yeah, not going to break it down to the decimals. I'm not that asshole. But you know, it is very much like a ghost, like on that first taste. Like, there's actually salt. Like, they advertise salt as one of the flavorings on the can. So I think it's very much in that ghost profile. But they went out of their way to call it an ale. So, I mean, I'll give them credit for that. Like, they kind of hit those marks. Everything that's advertised on the can.
Isn't sour a little bit less carbonated, I guess? Or is this about in line with what a sour should be?
This seems pretty standard, I would say. But yeah, they have that salt element to it. I get that pink lemonade flavor. Like, pink lemonade does have a distinctive flavor from regular lemonade. I do get that from this. That's a 4, man. That's a 4.
It's really good. I don't know what else to say. I think
Well, time to close the show.
Ditto. Flavor is great. I really do. Like, I'm a big fan. I don't know if you guys are going to hate me for this, but of all the seasons, I actually really like summer beers the most because I'm a big fan of all the fruit beers, like how they infuse like different fruits into, like, you know, I don't know. And you get a lot of that in the summertime. And so even with the watermelon beers and now with this one, I think you get a lot of flavor. So it's just not drinking like, you know, plain beer.
Yeah, you know? You don't want to drink.
And like, then they're not as heavy as the fall. Hops. Like, when you're drinking fall beers, it feels really heavy and it'll like mess you up. So, I don't know. It feels really light and refreshing, and it's almost like, you know, this is a creeper, man. Like, I could drink a lot of this.
Dude,
like,
it's only 3.8%. Relax, man. You're going to be fine.
Yeah?
You may as well be drinking pink lemonade.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Then again, we tied a few on before the show started, so I think you may be predisposed to
I don't know what feeling.
The effects.
Maybe I'm feeling the vodka.
What's your rating?
He said ditto.
Ditto.
Okay.
Four?
Four. Four. Good.
Okay.
It was a 4. It's a 4.
Solid 4.
It's very sour, which I like. That pink lemonade flavor, I do agree with you. It's very pronounced. And that's what, like I said, that's what was lacking in that nitro.
What is that? Okay, I have to ask them. What is that pink flavor? What the hell is it?
It's called artificial. I don't know what it is. Like,
but it has pink lemonade part?
Yeah. We have to find out eventually.
Yeah, it's something. Maybe it's just...
It has a unique taste. Anytime you have lemonade and then you have pink lemonade, you notice the pinkness,
It's
right?
not strawberry. No. If it was strawberry lemonade, they would say it.
Yeah, but I think it's just a little... Maybe a little sweeter, maybe a tad, because when you have a lemonade, it's very tart, right?
Ain't no pink lemons out there.
Yeah, ain't no. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, my rating for this is a 3.5. I think obviously you can drink it all day long, but
I'm going to try Saturday.
Yeah, but I didn't get that salty.
You didn't really?
No, I didn't.
I couldn't tell if it was the salty or the lemons. Like, I tasted something tart.
Yeah.
So I just assume it was the lemonade.
Yeah, me too.
I've got the answer I was looking for. Sour ale brewed with salt, raspberries, strawberry, and lemon.
So it's the raspberry?
I think the raspberry element is what gives it the color. And, you know, raspberries aren't very inherently sweet. So
no, it's tart, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it all fits into that profile. So that
makes sense.
Problem solved. All right, good to know. So what was your score again? 3.5?
Yes, sir.
Very good. All right. Is somebody keeping score? I'm not.
No.
I mean, keep
4, 3, 5.
Yeah, keep your own score, I guess,
we'll figure it out. Yeah. All right. I have to disqualify myself from the rating scale on this because I've already had it.
How dare you?
I know.
I'm going to keep. I'm going to keep this one under my hat until you guys actually give a taste. So, this is something you don't really associate with guys who are into craft beers. It is the Natural Light Natterdays.
I can pour this one.
Strawberry lemonade drinking beer. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. It's a light beer, and it's got strawberry lemonade. I mean, when I say I'm disqualifying myself, I'm still going to drink it, but, you know, I'm not going to rate it. Liam.
All right, Liam.
Jerk
the
ass.
Beer tender. We got to keep up the moniker.
Yeah.
I think he likes it.
Yeah.
I think he does.
You know, in the fall when he comes back on the show, he can relive that
Jack wants
that
a whole season to pass.
I want the whole summer to pass.
There's your answer, Liam. You're wondering why you never get invited.
He wants another equinox to occur before Liam graces our show once more.
I want my son to start kindergarten before he comes back into this show.
Sounds like a safe bet.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right. So you've had this, right?
I've had this.
The Natterday.
I'm just going to bite my tongue and let you guys enjoy it for what it is.
All right. So it's a tall. All these are tall boys. Let's see here. Strawberry.
We did get like a bunch of tall boy six packs. Like, I don't know how that happened.
They're all tall, right?
They're all tall.
Sheesh.
Unlike the people in this room.
Hey. Hey. Bite your tongue.
You bite your tongue, sir. Guys, it's dead air. Jesus Christ.
Yo, sorry.
I ended up watching basketball.
What the hell?
I was like,
I like the nose on it. It's very good. Got that strawberry lemonade. Mm.
This is distinctively strawberry and lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Mm. That should tell you what to do.
Holy crap.
This being my...
Isn't Natty Light supposed to be like crappy beer? Or not?
Bargain basement, like the crap we drank in college.
Yeah,
like,
this was stuff we drank in college. So this is what we used to play beer bong.
Yes, we did.
Many a night at your alma mater, John.
JMU.
Yeah. JMU.
Go Dukes.
Oh, God. Why did I even bring it up?
This is great.
It's very good. It's very light. I like that.
Was it always light?
It's naturally light.
Was it always light?
Yeah. So that's the reason why. So you can get like a 24-pack back in college for like $9. Was it
you
even
could
that?
Get a keg for like $60.
I know. That was just insane.
A keg.
A full keg. Not
125 beers.
Not the pony kegs. The full
the
keg.
The big boy.
Yeah.
The big boy.
Yeah, exactly. The ones that I threw my back out lifting up the stairs. Yes. Those guys.
You threw your back out?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm exaggerating.
He breaks over everything.
It's hyperbole, you dick.
He can't even play golf anymore.
Well, I am breaking down now, but not then. You gotta be kidding me.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's pretty good.
Ice, what was your rating?
Amazing.
That's not a number.
I think
the beers have caught up to Ice.
I can't even put words together anymore.
I can go.
No, I'm just messing.
All right.
I give it a 4. I do think it's really good. It's totally unexpected. I mean, this is the very first time I had a Natty Light, I think. And,
you're lying, dickhead.
Seriously?
I feel like it's the very first time.
You went to my college graduation, you shithead.
You should have gotten, like, wasted off of
me.
I did not get wasted off of Natty Light. I got wasted off of something else.
Do you remember definitely that wasted.
Yeah, well, do I remember? I wouldn't say I remember, but I remember I clogged up some...
My bathroom sink remembers, yes.
God, that was bad.
The North remembers.
Jack doesn't understand what you're talking about.
No, not at all. So yeah. You gave it a 4?
So, yeah. What were we drinking that night? I know.
There had
I
to
know.
Be Natty. There
Soco.
Had no. to be Natty Light.
Soco?
Oh, actually, it was Soco.
Soco Lives.
He was in a Soco, like,
That's
lane.
What it was.
Dude, that was graduating from college. What
I
do you
swear
think?
To
what do you
God,
expect?
I did not get drunk off of Natty Light. There's no way I got that sick off of Natty Light. There was something else. It's
probably,
definitely...
Probably Soco Limes Soco. And beer bongs, but, you know.
Ugh. He didn't beer bong.
No. I'm certain that you played beer pong.
Yeah, you couldn't have played with
liquor.
I
don't even know if I played.
You got it. Come on, we were there. Come on.
Actually, to be honest, maybe thinking back, I don't remember much about that night.
Thinking back, he doesn't remember anything.
I remember.
So he's remembering not remembering.
Yeah. I remember
keeping score.
I remember passing out and then waking up to puke in your sink.
That I was there when it happened. I was like, this is not happening right now.
Fun little Sunday, making sure that whole thing cleaned up.
My bad.
God.
Okay. So for you say.
I clogged up your sink and I puked on your car before. Isn't that amazing?
Like you puked an orange stripe that was so bright it looked like Han's car from Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Holy Christ.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
By the way,
you didn't have to go pay for those streaks.
I went to... So this is before college. I went to work the following day that you puked on my car, and I was opening my shoe store that day. Had the very first parking spot, and then
I had no idea what had transpired. So I ran from my car to the store to open doors, and then at 4:55 at the end of the day, I walk out and I see the mosaic that's been painted on the side of my Volkswagen Golf.
Man, it must have reeked. Oh my god!
It was on the outside.
It was on the outside. It wasn't on the inside.
Still,
no. It was. It was just the orange streak on the side of my car.
Was that the time that I?
It was like you ate Thai food and had like a Thai iced tea. I think
was this the same time that I was sitting in the front seat and I puked out the window.
And the girls
had the windows
screaming.
In the back with the window rolled down in the back seat, so all the puke that was going out the side of the car was also coming back in,
deflecting back into the car. Yeah, sounds like par for the course.
Oh man.
Good times all around.
Good times.
Shout out to Club Daedalus and on K Street.
Oh man!
Wow. Christ.
Oh yeah. Anyways, so
it's a four.
Yeah. So I think this is really good. I like I said, I don't think I've ever had Natty Light before. I really, really don't.
That's
think
a lie.
I really expected really low quality crappy beer but this is really smooth. I don't know if it's just this flavor, so they smooth everything out, but. It's
a lot of flavor.
It's smooth, and you get a lot of that that flavor, strawberry flavor, which is great. So I give it a strong, damn, man. I may have to give this a 4.5.
Make a fist, goddammit.
4.5.
Wow.
Wow, that's a bold statement for the first time having Natty Light. very good for a Natty Light.
It's very good.
If they had a keg of this.
I know. My gosh.
It changed my college experience.
I agree with you, Ice. The flavor is very pronounced. It's very sweet. It's not as, I guess, carbonated as, let's say, the last one we had, the pink
lemonade. The sour ale.
The sour ale.
I think that's, you know what? I think that's kind of an optical illusion, obviously, because you're not seeing the beer, but you're tasting it. But it's kind of an illusion where the salt gives you the impression that it's more bubbly than you think it is.
Mm-hmm. I give it a four, man. I can. This is my highest rated beer of the night.
Can you believe that?
Ooh. Beer snob.
Yeah. I know. I mean, because fives are, you gotta reserve it for the best ones. So I'm not going to just
earn it.
You got to earn that bitch, man. Mm. So, yeah, it's a four. I mean, drink this all day, especially from a tall boy. My God. Like, I could just sit.
I could drink a case of the tall boys.
I know.
Boys.
It's so sick. It's very good. Very, very good. Four.
I would probably have this as my favorite beer of the night if I was rating it. Like,
see?
But okay, but I'm the thing is, crazy. I've had this before, so I mean, I don't want to like judge it unfairly, but it's tremendous. Like, I can't.
Stupendous.
Yeah.
Do they sell this everywhere or just?
They do now.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Bittersweet ass. So we got this today at the Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. They got it at my local Safeway. So I mean, that should tell you.
Man, this is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
This might be my new go to if I had to drink beer.
I'm number one.
It's so light and easy. Man, very easy.
Okay, boys. So we've drank.
Keep it in your pants.
Please. We've drank all the beers. We're at an inflection point in the show. I think we have, 15, 20 minutes left? What would you say?
15.
Okay. Do you want to? Oh, it's because I feel like we can steer hard into the finals for 15 minutes, or we can. We thought about
doing.
Can
we do 5 and eat 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't.
5 minute movie review type deal. Okay.
Yeah.
Start the clock.
I'll start it. All right. Hold on.
Now. Okay. So things happened at. So do they do that in Vegas? Like all the shows, all the big consumer this CES.
CES. I don't know where this was.
Who the hell would know?
Electronics Expo. I don't even know.
Who cares? Okay. Whatever. It's a sidebar. So they did the E3 show, and they unveiled a couple of big things, but I think the biggest story coming out initially was the Marvel Avengers video game developed by Square Enix, who are going to feature prominently in
this
discussion.
One of the big
topic.
Things, but yes.
So they released a trailer, and they purported to say that, they said that the footage they unveiled was purportedly from the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine a more polarizing experience having seen what they unveiled to the world, thinking this was king shit. But they show like a 3 minute trailer. It's got the what I can only describe as a knockoff Dollar Tree Avengers with Dollar Tree
pretty
voices.
Accurate.
Yeah. And it kind of looks like the Avengers from the MCU, but just like one degree off.
And
I don't know why they decided to go that angle.
I don't know either.
Like, if you're going to try to replicate the movies, but then not put in the money to actually get the actors and the voices, it's really weird. It's really jarring. And it's like they're so close that you feel like, you know.
Yeah. Why not just go all in?
Yeah.
But like, but I think we had this discussion today where you felt like there has to be a licensing issue where they can't do the movie characters and voices and likenesses, that they just have to be like generic Marvel Avengers characters.
Yeah, because obviously I feel like they don't want to pay millions of dollars to get Chris Hemsworth and Robert Downey Jr. and all that to come and model for their game models and voice. It's just way too much money to get all those big names to come and work on a game. So they're just like, the best thing we can do is get as close as we can.
They weren't even close.
No, they're so not close.
They weren't even close.
It's so bad.
This is what I'll say about it. They should have went completely the other way. They should have went canon, right? They should have went with the canon model of each character. Instead of going the MCU route, they should have went with the canon route where you're more...
The comics.
Yeah, more of the comics representation.
Absolutely.
They were so close trying to straddle the line, like you said, with the MCU. It is comical. Like the Bruce Banner model, it looks awful. It looks just like from the first Avengers. And then they're saying
he's wearing the same shirt.
He's wearing the same shirt and the same goddamn outfit. The gameplay, granted, looks good. But I just, the character model, it looked good to me. Like, I just want to see. I heard it's a co-op.
I don't play video games, so I'll take your word for it.
It looked good, especially Hulk smashing everything. Yeah. That looked freaking awesome, especially when he kicked that dude in the face. It's just awesome. So, but yeah.
See, I was, John and I were talking a little bit about this before, and I was suggesting that I think where they would have been better is following the model of what they did with Spider-Man on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Where that was so good, man. But I think where they can get away with it is because there's a mask and you're just focusing on Spider-Man doing Spider-Man things. So of the Avengers cast, who can you do that with? I feel Iron Man is one of the characters where you can keep the mask on and just have him flying around the city. And
he looks so broke.
He was so bad, man.
Iron Man shouldn't be broke.
He looked like after Cap died, I was just like, what the?
Whoa, spoiler.
I mean, that's in the trailer.
It's
man.
In the trailer. I apologize. I'm just screwing around.
But it's weird. Did you see the note that you can play as Cap, but it said that Cap died in the trailer.
Yeah,
so
he died
weird.
In the trailer going after whatever ship was about to explode, and he exploded on it. So
perhaps he's a member. He comes back as a member of Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Or there's a time heist, and you're playing as
Can you imagine if they actually went with time heist? God, it would just be like the worst thing ever. I mean, like,
they should just call it Marvel's Avengers hashtag time heist.
If Square Enix sounds like they're continuing on this path, if they just go down the path, don't change it because
make a fist.
Yeah, yeah, don't change it because the fans are upset. Just go with it. Like, I don't want them to change it. Like how the Sonic movie changed their characters,
right?
God. You know what I'm saying? Like they changed they're going to change the look of Sonic, and then
they took away his teeth.
Yeah, they're postponing the movie now because people are just with so much backlash.
Good
so
for them.
Yeah, good for them. Just
they need to do that.
Yeah, right. But if they're going to do this, do it. I don't want if it's supposed to be out next year, 2020. I'm like, so now we got to wait a whole year for this. Great.
But aside from this, the other big news was Final Fantasy. They finally
Square Enix
they
offering.
They finally showed that trailer,
yes!
right?
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes.
So
yes.
You were probably of the three of us, the biggest Final Fantasy
great.
Mark here.
Yeah, great.
So does that live up to what you're hoping?
Yes, because the so in any Japanese RPG game or a role-playing game, the combat is very turn-based. So it's like one character goes, makes a move, and then another character goes blah, 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 and then the enemy does it. Mm-hmm. So there was more of an interactive gameplay that you saw in terms of the combat, which was very exciting. Because you wanted to see that in the Final Fantasy game, and so the renders of the characters were great. So all of them, Barrett, they looked awesome. Tifa looked great.
cloud, and then you got to see Sephiroth. Well, I was just like, what the? That was just, it was great. I was marking out. Like,
oh, I would say Jack was cloud chasing.
I watched the one with the fan reactions in the audio, and just like, yeah, it was just like, I wanted to be as, I wish I was as excited as they were, because every time someone popped up, they're like, ah!
Exactly. Ah! You're like, ah! Ah! Oh, like, my God, damn. Keanu Reeves is in this too?
That one I didn't get. So I was just like,
Cyberpunk?
Yeah, because they didn't show any gameplay. It was just basically all...
It's all rendered. Yeah. It's all rendered. Like,
so, yeah, I mean, scenes.
Get up, you effing samurai.
I mean, it's cool.
I got a city to burn.
There's been a lot of Keanu Reeves lately.
He's getting a lot of run lately. So,
you guys want to hear my Keanu Reeves impression?
Please.
I've been workshopping this for a while.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. If you've seen John Wick, you know what that is.
Nice.
But yeah, I didn't understand it whatsoever. I mean, I guess the Final Fantasy stuff made more sense to me than that Cyberpunk 2077 bit, but
I didn't get it.
I mean, it's the biggest story. It's the third biggest story out of the whole thing, so I mean, I guess it's a big deal.
I think it looks cool, but you don't see any of the game, so it's hard to say, like, why is everyone so excited? I mean, maybe it's just because, like, the potential of what it could be in the storyline and a little bit of Keanu and stuff.
Yeah. Guarantee if I show that to the wife, we're buying a PlayStation 4 and that game.
Nice. Cyberpunk edition.
Maybe a Project Scarlet Xbox. Make the whole thing work.
I don't really care about that.
Yeah. Nobody cares. All right, so I think that's enough of
E3.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so we're watching the.
One more thing we don't have to talk about, one of the bigger things that actually had an impact on me was that Arcade 1-Up. Did you guys see that?
The X-Men game.
Yeah,
and all that.
So yeah. They make these affordable, like. It's like a smaller miniaturized version of
the Amazon Prime version of an arcade.
Yeah.
stand up.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like 4 feet tall or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, just like me.
It's tiny. But then you can also buy these, like, they call it risers, where it just sits on it to make it taller. But they announced that they worked on the Ninja Turtles one, the four player version. It's pretty cool to have a small version of that four player Turtles in Time. I love that game, man.
That would be great.
Yeah, because
$300, right?
Yeah, $300, man. I looked it up and I saw they had on Walmart. They actually have a bunch of these games. They have the classic looking box of Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 all in one, where you can have all those games for $300. That's great.
Get that.
That's great, man.
Nice.
Here in studio.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, damn, man. I need to somehow figure out that's on my radar for sure.
Sponsorship deal? What?
Sorry. Yeah, we need to set up our sponsor affiliate link with.
We need to get more ambitious. Mm-hmm. Okay,
but no. Yeah, but no, that was came in late in the week and one of the ones that kind of hit home more for me than anything else. But
more Mortal Kombat. Yeah. Your official Mortal Kombat podcast here. That's the podcast. Okay.
So
we are not the official podcast for the NBA Finals. I've literally had this on our show sheet for like 3 weeks.
And finally,
we're getting to it. It's game six. It might end tonight. But there's been so much that's happened from this NBA Finals that we haven't even like touched on or even approached. Like Kyle Lowry fighting a billionaire while he's fat. what the hell else? The biggest thing was
KD.
It's completely eclipsed every other storyline in this series. It's the KD thing, and it's probably been talked ad nauseum on every other sports radio station, podcast, what have you. But I actually had the premonition or just the thought that his Achilles was probably already cooked before he walked into that game.
Yeah,
because he didn't play the entire Western Conference Finals. He didn't play games 1 through 5.
Yep.
So there was one through four. So there was no reason to think that he wasn't severely injured, but they were facing elimination. So they trotted his ass out there. And lo and behold, his Achilles pops out of his leg and it's just hanging on the court.
Ugh.
Right. Ugh. I mean, like, it was an awful injury.
We'll start there. Like, it's awful to see anybody have like that non-contact type of injury. And like, to see like how anguished everybody on the floor was, like all the players were like, oh my God, this actually happened.
Because everybody knows what just happened.
Yeah. Like his leg just died, like right in front of us. so late in the season too, man. Like that timetable
and
for.
And you knew it, and you knew that was the risk of him coming back, and you're just like, as much as like they like to say it's like a calf injury, it's like, no, dude. Like, you know it's something more severe than that.
The calf bone's connected to the Achilles.
Yeah, so it's like when you saw him go down, man, for like barely like a hard contact or anything, you're just like, oh, that's it, man. Yeah.
He wasn't even touched. Like, he went to cross over, and he planted his right foot, and all of a sudden he just says, all right, that's it.
Yeah, he grabbed his leg immediately.
I'm dying now. Hot diggity damn. Yeah. We're still watching basketball.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you knew it right away, and the reaction...
You just felt it coming.
I was so dejected, because I want to see... I actually want Golden State
to win. I didn't
watch
it live.
Yeah, I saw it live, and I was like, no.
I felt for him. I mean, especially next season he has his player option, so he was supposed to get like a max contract somewhere, right?
Somewhere, yeah.
So I don't know, because I mean, when they showed the stat of like everyone that had an Achilles injury and everybody was out for at least like,
did they list John Wall twice?
Everyone was out for at least a season,
Of course,
man.
And it's so late in the year. Like, he's going to be out
the latest in the year.
It's the latest. This is like the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And it was
it's
a
like
risky.
Failing English in June. Like,
this is like the
you're not going to graduate now.
But you're right. It was a risk he had to take because they were facing elimination. So when it happened, everyone on the court knew. All the players knew. And then the reaction of some of the fans. And it wasn't.
Can we call them Canadians?
Because
they're a bunch of nads.
It wasn't all the fans there. It was just a few of them. Yeah. But it was
pronounced. Okay, so
that was shocking. Yeah.
You say that now, but then they had footage from bars inside, like in Toronto.
Were they doing the same?
Just like yucking it up. Just the same bit that you saw courtside. Where
if we weren't fed the narrative that these fans are the best, that they're
I never bought into that narrative at all. Have you seen a Toronto Maple Leafs game?
I'm just like, people are people. They want to root for their team. And if they see the opposing star player go down with an injury, they're going to cheer. If the Redskins were playing in the playoffs, and let's just say the Saints, they were playing the Saints in the playoffs, and Drew Brees goes down, I'd be like, heck yeah, we're gonna win this game, we're gonna keep going. But
there's a difference. There's when you're going down, you cheer because you're like, take that, and then but then when you see him actually in pain, that's when you chill out.
That's when it comes. Yeah.
But
the one asshole who was waving, who waved the entire damn time.
I mean, but you know that if they didn't put the Canadian fans up on that pedestal and force feed this narrative that they're like the best fans and so polite, then maybe it wouldn't be so bad. But like the next day, Twitter was like. I think one of the headline was like that Toronto has to deal with the
backlash,
the consequences of
what?
I'm like, of what? Who cares?
Not dealing with
who
anything.
Literally cares?
Look,
who gives a flying fuck what happens?
Mark that down. 59-29. Okay, the problem is I didn't buy into the narrative at all, like from the jump. Because,
I didn't either. Yeah.
But just remember this: the Wizards played the Raptors in what 2015, 16, 17? I don't remember the year. But remember how awful those fans were, how terrible they were to Paul Pierce, to John Wall.
Yeah.
That's god awful Jurassic Park, whatever the hell that is. It's literally Central Park North. Like get over yourselves. You're not that cool. And they were awful then, and they're the same now. So I didn't understand the pivot that they were trying to sell to general basketball fans or people who aren't familiar with
on
the
national stage,
right? So I mean. I didn't buy into it, so it wasn't that surprising to me to see them like just manifest or live up to the billing of how awful they were in my mind. So all that to say, I'm not surprised in the least bit. I'm not surprised. So I don't feel as vociferous as everybody on the internet feels about how awful Canadian fans are.
Do you think
are.
It's like that mock outrage? That
it has
has
to be. Yeah. It has to be. Because why else would anyone have that type of reaction? Like, it's the popular thing to do. It's time to pile on, which is what Twitter and the internet is at this point.
Bunch of trolls, man.
I was reading some comments, and, you know, you just have to own it. Every fan base is the same way. Just own it. Who cares?
You can be. Everyone has the propensity to be awful, but
on that scale, on that stage, like, it just crystallizes the moment. Like, okay, it's going to take a lot to walk that back. You know what I mean?
So will the NBA final, let's just say Toronto wins the
hypothetically
NBA finals. Is this going to mar or put an asterisk? Or just, will this topic be the only thing people talk about?
I don't think so. I don't think so either. I think the bigger story out of all of this will be that potentially there's an asterisk.
Or that Kawhi's leaving after this?
Yeah. There's that. Like whatever happens beyond this is going to be a bigger storyline than what this final actually was.
Yeah. But the finals, like, this has been a good final.
It's been really good, actually. Yeah. Like, I feel like this is, like, one of the few teams that actually is giving Golden State, run for their money. Like, they're actually...
Yes, because half their team is dead. Like, you know, clinically dead.
That's true. But
their characters in Resident Evil right now.
But, I mean... There's been games where Toronto's been like, you gotta give them credit. I'm not a fan of Toronto, but you gotta give them credit, man.
They are so vanilla, it's not even funny.
It's just, I don't know. They're just like, when they're on, it's just like, it's tough to talk trash about them because everyone's doing their part, everyone's playing their role.
You know what they are? Position. They're proficient.
Yeah, they're like Spurs, man. They're playing like the Spurs.
Their report card says satisfactory all the way down the line.
Like, no one's that great. I mean, there's moments where, like, Kawhi, like, heats up and plays, like, phenomenal. And then there's times where you question a lot of his decision-making. I don't know.
Do you buy into that narrative where people are, like, comparing him to Jordan?
Fuck no.
Thank you.
Would Jordan have passed up that last shot?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
DNA test prove that is a lie.
Jeez, man.
There's a lot of... After games one and two, that's what happened.
I get so annoyed, man.
You should be.
Like... He doesn't have that Jordan DNA in him. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, he studies the video. He studies his game and his moves and all that stuff. Yeah. So I and then when he's on, he's on. Like, so he's carrying the team. He's willing them to these victories. But that was the moment. If there was any moment of this series, that was the moment that the end of the last game with. Couple seconds on the line, you got one shot to win.
He passed it to Kyle's stool sucking Lowry.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like, I don't know.
He actually passed it to Van Vliet.
Yeah, Van Vliet first, really? and then Van Vliet to Lowry.
But here's the thing: the play was designed for Lowry the entire way because you saw, like, if you watch the replay of it, you see. Pau Gasol or Liam Gasol, like whoever the hell that guy is. Like, he's grabbing at the guy who is supposed to be defending Lowry the whole, like, grabbing his shirt, grabbing his uterus, like the whole nine. Like, he was doing everything he could to get Kyle Lowry an open look, and it never came off. And of course, he hits the side of the goddamn backboard because that's all Kyle Lowry's fat ass can do. Yes, I'm fat shaming Kyle Lowry, so I'll take the hit. But it became another internet thing where. Yeah. How much further could Kyle Lowry have missed that shot?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, like, there was a lot of good memes.
But you might as well have put me out there to shoot that three.
What the? I was when we were watching this game.
I'm
now
bad at basketball.
In the first quarter, he actually hit a corner three.
Yes.
Like in the first quarter, he was like 3 for 3.
Was he trying to like have a redemptive story right there?
Literally, he was. So
in the first half of the game six. All right.
Yeah. Like, see, I can make shots.
I can make a corner three.
I can make that shot.
So, but I mean, shout out to Kyle Lowry.
Hey man.
This big Dane aiming to Kyle Lowry,
because
they're fat. All right. So we're watching this in real time. So by the time anyone listens to this, like, it'll be decided. But do you guys think that Golden State's going to pull it out and force a game seven?
I mean, there's
clear your mouth. Get the saliva out.
Nah. So I always feel sports are rigged. So I feel like it's going to set up a Father's Day
He's
game
that guy.
On Sunday.
Is that when game seven would be? And so it's on Sunday?
I believe so.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense. So, yeah. I guess Ice is...
Ice didn't finish his thought.
No, he didn't.
Oh, is that not...
Yeah, he thinks it's game seven.
Yeah, game seven.
So you are of the opinion that Golden State is going to get the calls to force game seven.
Yeah, it's the last game at Oracle, so I think they're almost given the storyline that they're going to win tonight to force a game seven.
Oh, God.
Playing, playing back in Toronto, on Father's Day.
Toronto.
It's going to be just a ratings pool, man.
A bonanza.
Everyone's going to be tuned in to watch this final game, game 7 of the championship. I mean, that's a great storyline.
It's the best Father's Day gift you guys could ask for.
So I feel like, I really do think that's what's going to happen because it's rigged. Mm. But
Jack, do you think it's rigged too?
No, I don't. I literally don't. That's what, like, sorry to say this, but losers talk about.
Hey,
like,
hey, man.
Bettors or degenerate gamblers that the refs are in.
The Redskins should have been in the Super Bowl because they beat the Saints the year that the Saints went to the Super Bowl.
What? No, I don't think it's rigged. I definitely think the NBA and every association wants a certain team into like up the playoffs, or maybe they're
and the officiating helps that. They play a part in that.
I guess. No, I don't believe that. No, but I do think the Warriors will pull it out. So hopefully we get a game 7 on Father's Day.
I'll make it unanimous. Like I
felt deep in my bones that they would force a game 6, and nothing that's happened so far would lead me otherwise. Like what I thought going into this game is that, okay, so everyone thought the narrative was that the Raptors can game plan better because KD's not going to be around. I said KD. Jesus Christ. KD's not going to be there, so they can like hunker down and like have like a real concerted defensive effort.
They can pack it in.
Yeah. Right. But at the same time, Golden State has been kind of like hanging on a string. Like, is KD going to play this week or is he not? So knowing that he's not going to be there, they can put their 100% effort into the preparation of this game and know that they need to rely on Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry. Like, everybody needs to bring their A game. So they know for sure what they need to do at this point. So I felt like Golden State has the advantage in this situation where, you know, they know everybody needs to step up to the plate. So, The way they played in the first half, they're undermanned, but they're still like putting the wood to Toronto. So, I mean, it's a close game, but I'll make it unanimous. Game 7 on Father's Day. Are we gonna hang out or no?
Probably.
I don't know what's going on Sunday. So
yeah,
sure.
We're they're like dueling events on Sunday. So
yeah.
We'll Liam's telling us to stop broadcasting. Right here, right now. All right. Well, we're going to do everything Liam tells us to do.
Is he still on?
He's one of the... he's down. He's the last one. All right. Thanks. If you listen or watch us on YouTube at all, appreciate it. If you listen to the show, we invite you to check out the podcast and get the full experience because we got other elements to the show. So, you know, check us out. Wherever you can, Apple Podcasts, where everything I said at the beginning of the show, please check us out. But we thank you. However you consume the show, we appreciate it. Buy all the beers. Taste along with us. You know, we should do like the whole interactive experience where, you know, we tell people to like buy the beers and try it with us.
Sure, that'd be true. Good. We could have done that today.
When we do the fall beer tasting, when Liam comes back.
and again,
for the vernal equinox, you know, we'll make sure.
And again, as a reminder, if you guys are listening before Saturday is Mustang Sally's Sour...
Sourfest.
Sourfest.
Firefest.
So look for the guy that looks like what a... Duck Ding Dong or whatever. So Luck Dong Dong, whatever. He's your bartender. So look for him. He'll hook you up.
Sweet.
And mention the podcast, sent you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Plug everyone.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye, YouTube.
Later.